You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and I hope you're having a great summer. I have three wonderful episodes to share with you again, with stories from our hit book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is the Best Medicine.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul, and today I'm sharing two stories from our humor collection, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is the Best Medicine. Today's stories are about kids and religious parents and grandparents. In our first story, Kurt Zeck admits that he was a typical teenager, bored, immature, and a little mischievous. And so when he spotted the new license plates that came for his father in the mail, he decided to do a little editing to them. Because being an immature teenage boy, he was inspired by the fact that the first three characters on the plates were three T's in a row. He thought, how funny would it be if the middle letter were an I instead of a T? He got out some black electrical tape and he did just that. He turned that middle T into an I, and now both plates said T-I-T instead of T-T-T. Now, Kurt's dad was a pastor, so that made Kurt think this would be even funnier. But that night when they went out for pizza after church, Kurt's dad didn't say a word about his new license plates, even though Kurt knew his father had seen them at home. A few days later, Kurt noticed the new license plates were on the car, but the tape had disappeared, and no one had said a word about it. Finally, Kurt asked his mother, I did something to Dad's license plates. Did he ever say anything about it? Her eyes widened. You did that? And she bent over with laughter. Kurt was perplexed. Why was she laughing and not yelling at him? And she managed to get the words out while still laughing. Your dad came home, glanced at the plates, and was completely horrified. He scooped them up, drove across town, and marched into the DMV. She dabbed at her eyes as she continued, he told the man at the counter, I can't accept these. I am a pastor. I can't drive around town with this on my car. And finally, the DMV guy took a closer look and discovered the tape. Well, it turned out the DMV guy blamed it on the prisoners who made the license plates. And Kurt's father never imagined that it was his own son.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Speaking of kids and religion, Joan Dubé was kind of excited when her two-year-old grandson asked, Grammy, do you have Jesus? Joan wished her grandson's parents would actually go to church. She was religious, but they were not. So it was a nice surprise when her grandson asked about Jesus. But on the other hand, she didn't want to get in trouble for an unauthorized religious discussion. So she paused, thinking of a correct way to answer him. And then she said, does Daddy have Jesus? No, he does not, said Samson. Does Mommy have Jesus? No, said Samson. She says she is spiritual. That evening, at dinner with his parents, Joan told them that Samson had asked about Jesus, but that she hadn't started it. Peter and Jessica laughed, telling her that Samson had been saying parts of prayers and blessings. Maybe he'd learned them from a friend or at the playgroup he went to once a week. They said he'd been asking them about Jesus too. Several days later, Joan saw Samson again. Grammy, do you have Jesus? Now that Joan was in the clear with his parents, she decided to do some investigative questioning. Do you have Jesus, Samson? No, I do not. Do you know someone who has Jesus? Yes, I do, Grammy. Maggie has Jesus. Where would Jesus be? And Joan expected him to say, in my heart, or something profound and sweet like that. Instead, he slid off her lap and went to the kitchen. Joan followed him. Jesus might be there, he said, pointing to the bread box. Or there, he said, pointing to the cupboard. Now Joan was starting to understand Samson's interest in Jesus. What does Jesus look like? She said. And he answered, Jesus is orange and square. Well, the mystery was solved. Jesus? Joan asked. Yes, Grammy, I would like Jesus. Do you have Jesus? No, she said, but I have some goldfish crackers. Would that work? I'm Amy Newmark. Thank you for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is the Best Medicine. You can learn more about the book by heading over to our website, chickensoup.com, and you can click on the podcast button there and check out the front cover and the back cover and a description of the book. You can pick up the book or order a copy at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, Kroger, Meijer, and wherever else you like to get your books. Just look for the funny laughing alpaca on the cover. You can also explore our other books at chickensoup.com, and you can see what's coming next. Plus, check out all our free TV shows and movies that are available through Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment on our Crackle, Popcorn Flicks, and other apps. And come back for our next episode to hear two more stories from this new humor collection, including one about a hamburger and a coffee maker. And, well, you'll have to listen to learn about that.